We're holding my Simitag Beis Sivches Sugyo Zaya steam. Now on the page there's not much over here. Have a look for Maisa, it's very practical, very very choshev. Try to go through the building blocks step by step. First we have Peter Rishonim, we have the Rosh that's good time of the tour, we have the Fikus of Dashan that's good time of the Seisiv, and we have the Isavet Aurach that's good time of the Dark Moshe. Go through each one. First, the Torah began the Rosh. In the Rosh and Tshuva, Benishi Yechia, he wrote a Tshuva to his son. His son asked him a question. I assume he's a Torah, maybe he means Ben Yechiel, not sure which one. He wrote to his son, in a case over here with the Ulfish Achaleva, he had a frying pan with milk inside. The question was, can you put inside that the frying pan of milk in the kiro, inside this oven, underneath a pot of meat? That means you have an open frying pan of milk that's steaming up, and you can hit this pot of meat that's on top of it. Is there a problem? The Kamal of the Rosh says it's ulcer. The question really is, what is Zayah? What is steam? We know Thomas Ki'ikir. We know the Gordov is ulcer. What is Zayah? Says the Rosh, Zayah is words are Cheshuvah Isidavar. Cheshuvah Isidavar. Sinai Makar. Your Mishnah Machshirim in Parak Beis. The Mishnah they discuss the signal of Tumah V'Taharo. And we know the different cases. Let's say a person had inside his house a bricha, a pool of water that steams up. If the water was tamay, the whole entire house is tamay. The Mishnah goes on further and says, let's say the Zayah, that a person drinks it, and he, even though the water was Tomei, it went inside the body of a person's Tahar, he is Maziah, because then the Zayah is Tahar. Let's say a person has Mayim Shuvim poured on top of him, and then he's Maziah. Since Mayim Shuvim is Tomei, then he has Mayim Shuvim is Tomei. It says over here from the Rosh, in these cases, the Mishnah Shuvim, we're called Halon, which is Zayah, Yitim Nadavar, Choshuvah Koisadavar. Or you say from Mishnah Machshirim, and therefore, once now comes out that this boss can be Oster, this frying pan has milk inside, what's the loch in the game to this boss over here? It says, like the same aloha, but Tibus Cholov fell in the outside of Gedera. Very good. The reason why it's worked down here, so you have Tibus Cholov. Then he says, what's the loch? You need Shishim times Shishim. Shishim times Shishim. Come on, the Daka Moshe, on this Rosh, it's put on the basis of Shishim times Shishim. Who's that? That's Murama Utenberg, the second Shito of the five Shitos we had in Sefer. That she does not put down in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore it says the Daka Moshe through the idea of the Rosh is passing just like Maram. We're not going to pass this one, therefore we left it out. Therefore the Torah only brought down one chelik. They said it was there, it's Ka'isa Dover. Okay, so number one, we have a very important side. The idea of Zayah is standing like a thing itself. The question is, we look at the figure of Nitzok, and Sim Kofay and Sim Gimel. Over this brought down, but for some pours Shemin. That's kosher, on top of Ne, that's Dalok. The question is, does Shemin be kosher or not? A sugi of Nitzok. Over there, we have the Mordechai won't be Machmer. Kimu the Tribute of Dasha, to compare the sugi of Tumo to Issa Veheter, Yesh Lachalik. The sugi of Tumo is the idea of Negiah. The sugi of Issa Veheter is going to see this Tam. Maybe negate to the sugi of Tumo by the case of Nitzok, it applies more to another. Mash Eke negate to the sugi of Issa Veheter, there is no see this Tam. Therefore, Allah, the more brings down the sugi of Nitzok, when you pull one thing to another, the Rechila b'choshesh, b'dievet to Mechel. That means, compare the sugi of Tumut Yisraeh, just says Ramah, apin the Tremendation, not be Machmer b'dievet. If so, the question is, what's the Rosh Hashanah from Tumut Vatahiro? There we should not hold, at least according to the Tremendation, a person should be Machmer, even b'dievet. Or come along in those cases, that we're going to be Machmer Zeyna Ovens. And therefore, the Malachim would like being down the Mishkan of Yaakov a few hundred years ago. And he said, Nechanami, there is no Raya. He wants to bring a Raya from the Rashi, the Rambam, the Yavosh. There is no Sugi of Zaya. It's from Yuchadam Tumma Vitaro. And he ends off the Mishkan of Yaakov, Yesh Mokum Lismach Al Makilin, Maprat Mokum Hefti Rubo, Ketari Chosam Avoylam. And then he ends off saying, the Maisa first can be Mikol and Zaya against the Zan Shukhan Aruch. The Maisa, the place did not go this way. Again, we have to deal with the Mishkan of Yaakov, sometimes being down as Tziru Shavoy. The idea of the Zayah, this Rosh, is not really brought down to all the Rishonim. You don't really find a really clear makar for it. Maisa, we have a Rosh from the Sugi Makshim, a Maisa to be Machmer. They point out you're the Goyin over here. He says, Maisa, yes, we have a right Makshim, that's his second makar. He has another makar, his first makar. The Sugi Nechul and Afkot Ches. The Mishnah discusses, we have Tibas Cholov, falls on top of Peter Balser. Says the Mishnah, what to go do? Himanar. Do a case in the ear. Says the price of what to go do, the Kufchas and Beis, Kisai, to cover it. What happens in the case of Kisai? I call Mispasha Bekuloi. What happens? The Hevel Mispasha into everything, the steam goes to everything, and a kilo to everything is inside the Reitiv. according to Rashi, what happens? You pot with only weighted, you cover it, it fills up the steam. So we see the idea that Zaya is like the thing itself. Before she sugya, who has some bays. They point out it's not clear, right? At least you can extrapolate from that you say to Zaya. So what happens? If it was covered, then Zaya fills up the whole entire area. If it's uncovered, okay, we see it's not have the category of being Isidavar. We see so the going starting off number one, we have the idea that Zaya can be something. That's called Chasam Beis. How far to take it? That's Sugim Achshirim. That's like we've taken in numerous cases over here. So going putting the Sugim called Chas, we see the idea of Zaya by Isser Heter. Then once you see it by Isser Heter, we also have Sugim Achshirim. And therefore, the Shane Raya, the concept over here, that we have the idea of Zaya called Isidavar. Fine, so again, so we have one Makar, one Yisrael, Zaya is called Isidavar, Arosh, Machshirim, called Chasam Beis, and Chulam. Second, building upon that, come on the Chumash Adeshim on the Rosh, just brought him on the base Yosef. I said, what is Peshad on the Rosh over here? How far away is this frying pan with milk inside towards this Kedera that the Bosser inside? How far? So he says that it really depends. If the Zayah is coming out of this frying pan that has milk inside, the Zayah is steaming up over here, is it Gedder that's Yad's lettuce boy? The Loch is, we come on to Aser, the Kedera. Has to be case of Yad's lettuce boy. If it's not Yad's lettuce boy, the Zayah, but the pot is hot. The pot is cold, the mice is fine. So I bring your eye up. Meaning a poshet to fly your soul, to turn on boss on the yavish, should hang up meat to dry out, a tap this kiro. And then the kiro they cook inside, all the time with milk. So we see the fact that they're hanging up to dry meat atop these pots over here, atop these kiros over here, atop these ovens, and milk was steaming up and didn't bother them. Once the zeh got there, it was cold, no problem. I mean, Kimmel says we have a Rosh Makshirim. There could be even cold against the walls, maybe Ishwatu. We come with cautious. Come on, say the get to Isser Heter has to be that case when the Zay is hot. Now, when the Zay is cold, the Mice will not have a locha coming to ask the thing on top of it. That's the Chubut Sedashin by Beis Yosef. Come on, the Bach and Shuvo. You want to Taino Yeshul Chalak. The Kim to the Rosh and the case of Chubut Sedashin. The Kim to the Rosh is a case of what his words are, Kiru Shalahem. Their Kiru is. Their Kiru is was basically, you had a box, a circle, the hole on top. You put things inside on bottom, you put things on top. You put a frying pan of milk on bottom, and steaming up, and you put a pan on top, it's closed. The only place Zay is going to hit the pan underneath. That a case, there's no place Zay to go inside, not here, not there. It's being blocked inside. That's the case of the Rosh coming to Aser. Mashenkin, what he calls Kiru Shalanu, that everything might says open over here, and go to the sides, go up, nothing's blocking it. There, even when the Zay is hot, might not answer it. And then we said, very simple, why the meaning of Poshet was the hanging boss over there? You know why? Even the Zay is hot, who cares? The hanging boss over here, you have pot over here, Zay can go everywhere. The minute that gets in very close, very weak, no, not very strong over here, not a problem. Go to the back further, however, who disagrees? Chumas Adeshin. Quotes Chumas Adeshin and Shuvah, what to go do? He says the only reason why to Michael, why? Because the case over there is only case of Zay that's cold. Then he goes on further and says, once he says it, even though he says, we're going to listen to Mishdash, even though he has no right. He has no right from the Shas. Maisa comes along and says, Maisa can be Macher, the mobbing you down. Having a case with Sophic Yad Sledis Boy, since that's my whole name right, by Sophic Yad Sledis Boy, Maisa person can be Michael. That means what's seven gas? Let us boy, for those in Celsius, we know the Sugin Kofay Sef Gimel, either we discuss this, is between 40 to 70 Celsius. For those in the Fahrenheit, between 100 to 460 Fahrenheit. That's the case of Nichol Ged of Sofek. Once it's above 160 Fahrenheit or 70 Celsius, that's the case of a Vade. To come out numerous cases, in the case of a Sofek, it's open, and it's a person can be Michael. The if we keep Eger on the page over here, it brings down this Bach. Because Tshuva at the end is a mitzayin to this Bach. They come down and says, if it's something Yad Sledis Boy in the place the queue is opened, why is it can't be Merkel? Because the whole deity mach me says there's no rise to it. Fine, Tshuva Deshem says it, ask for the Tshuva Deshem. Otherwise, it's open, why is it Merkel? How he says, let's say it's enclosed, and it's something Yad Sledis Boy, then there's no place to dispatch it, then make a din yapi macher. Come down the cool and the chumra. But you might have time to something Yad Sledis Boy even inside to be Merkel, because then my says, Makom Achshirim Yishlodim says no. Kivegas is a Bach with no place for the Zayin for this Pasha to go out. A Vadi Bimachmer. Masha, when the case over here, when it's open, you have things hanging up outside. So if you have some split, the person can be Michael. The third Rishon over here, the building block is Issa Vet Oroch. That's brought down on the Daikim Moshe. Those who thought about the case over here of the Rosh discusses this machlas, this frying pan. What is the kimto? Is the frying pan the milk opened or closed? He says this whole halacha is dafka in the case over here when the frying pan with the milk inside is open. It's open, Zaya comes out. But when it's closed, nothing's coming out. Therefore, his words are, it's kimoy, as if two pots are touching, your chef is zuak abizu, that's mamash, not a problem. Not a problem. Mishnah says two things. That means one pot touching another pot is mutter. And then it says, also, even though not touching, when it's closed, also nice is mutter. Brought down, like Moshe says the same thing, the Mordechai says the same thing, sorry, two pots touching, show the mice is mutter, when it's closed, the mice is mutter. And he goes on further, being down the Goyshar Duro, Shimtadeshan, that says, again, this idea that should be mutter. Hell, it's not that simple, the svaras over here. And therefore, it says a machmer tov lebracha. Which amor is tov lehachmer. A person should be machmer when things are touching each other, or when the case will be that's closed. The master came out. We have three building blocks, three yisoidas. Number one, we have Rosh. Rosh says yisoidas, zeya chashuva ko isidover. Number two, we have Shumas Hadeshan, says when even the kira of the mice is opened, the mice is still to be machmer over here. Still to be machmer. And what the ghetto of the Zay is Yad Slatus for. Three is, says Isvet Orech, when the pan itself is closed, the mice is mutter like two kinesh touching each other. That means open and close are two things. One's on the pot, one's on the kiro. On the kiro, the mice are going to be machmer when it's open, even though it's going to the entire area. And the pot, when it's closed, the mice will be mechel. Now, to go further, there are numerous ideas over here. Let me to be a rov in the ghetto, Paschim and Mashailas. The question always comes out about the loch of Zaya. On Zaya, the page over here again, come on, nothing. This is it. Now, when the person asks, where's Zaya? Where's ovens? Where's microwaves? Where's oven ranges? Where is it? So we learned the idea of ovens in Simcha Ches. They discussed Recha, Recha, Recha. No sugi over there of Zaya. It's about a couple of words over there. Okay, Mizia. Sugi of Zaya is brought down over here. Not Mashach, not Mashach, a little bit of Peskashub over here. So I'll try to say a lot of things, different column over here. Try to give it more of a background over here. I'm trying to bring down the local myself. First of all, came out. Aleph. We came out very similarly, passed like the Rosh. The Mechaber, Zeska, Yisadavar, Agam, the Mishkos Yaakov says, Perachos on Moim Shoyso. Second is Zed, Rabon, or Deraiso. So, good Shiloh, Taki Kishad, Rabon, Deraiso. Second question again to Zaya. So, that's the art of the cases over here. There's a case where Zaya is Mamish Mugula, or let's say a case over here, it's Mechusar. What's local is Eichem, Zayas Mashkin. What happens when it's placed in the spash, not in the spash. So the Swam will seem to argue the point if Zay is Mamash Teraisa or not. The Ginza Yosef, being a three one time, is Mamash Teraisa, all Zaya. Your Bia Yom was Taino, it's always drop on him. What's argue the point? It sounds like from the Bach, that's brought down to Kibeger, the case negator a self, like he said, the spash to be Mekel, Mashaki, when it's not Mokel, the spash closed, to be Machmer. Why? It sounds like he's saying when it's closed, it's in the Raisa. When it's open, it's a chokit to do up on him. Sounds like Yishlachalik. Those who want Taina, negate Zay's Eichel, we'll get to. It's much more of a reason to be Michael than about the case to do up on him. So it's not simple which case to do up on him, which case to the Raisa. Number three, the local here is saying, in the case of things that are Yad Salasboy. Now, just to understand, the Ramos has bet him four things. He bets me as four coolers over here, four locks over here. Four column. That means number one, the Ramos starts with saying halacha. The machman is zeya, but when the zeya is yad slatzvoy, but it's not yad slatzvoy, the person can be mekel when they get to the sugya of kedera. The second thing he says, but it's not yad slatzvoy, you can make up the case to get to boser. The two cases, one kedera. He said the like case of the minig of the case of toil and boser. The third thing he says, when the kedera is being mekula, it's not only time to be machmer. When the kedera being mechuser, a person can be mekel. And fourth thing, he ends off like two kedesh. The game zubazu. Not going to answer the case over here. Just like a case of zeh, not going to answer. He also not going to answer. That means he says four things over here. That means we have to explain all four statements he's saying with his parameters over here. I mean, the first thing he says to be machman zeh is with only yad slatzvoy. Now again, besides the shia of yad slatzvoy, what it means yad slatzvoy? The Zay itself is Yad Slatzvoy, or the pot is Yad Slatzvoy. Vira Dover. You have a frying pan with milk, steams up. The liquid coming up is boiling hot. Hits the pot on top. But the steam is boiling hot. Hits the pot, and you can wait for 5 minutes, the pot never gets hot. So what's Yad Slatzvoy come to answer? When the pot gets boiling hot from the milk, then we'll aser the meat inside. But no, once the zeya itself is boiling hot, now, even though it's still cold, it goes inside the cold, and aser the meat. What case are we discussing here? What is Yatzla's point? To read the Tribute of Dashin inside, he says the Kedera has to get hot. Lavosh, Rabach, they say the Kedera has to get hot. It's come out to be cool over here. The Kedera on top, yeah. There's a Machvas and a Kedera. Try to switch words over here. Frying pan and the Kedera. How do we read the Ramah? This is not the way. His words are very clear. Where Yatzla's point is Zeya, writes it twice. The Yatzla's point is in the Zeya, in the steam over here. Different be a bach and next him in Sadakim will says a case is coming on the Zaya Shaboy, a Yavit, a Pim Godim, a Graz, Chokh Mazodim, Mishabu and Hokus Pesa, bring down the Yatzla's boy on the Zaya. I mean, even though the pan is cold, the Zaya is Yatzla's boy, we come along to us over here to part with the food inside. One afternoon there, I'll discuss this, the case of microwaves. Now, microwaves, they say over the Matthias is that the walls don't get hot from the act of cooking over here. Depends really what's inside. That means you put something dry inside, it's not supposed to get half the walls. Therefore, the Sfarim, whether it's the article or Rabowski of Shirabad, Madana Osha says, put things that are dry inside. Rabowski says you can put sugar inside a microwave for 3 weeks and cook it. You open it up, you touch the microwave walls, they're cold. No problem, they'll stay cold over here. Now, Maisel, once he says that, of course, you have to go try it. So, the first time I gave Shirabad touch in Samaches, I tried that. Put a plate inside for a couple of minutes. I burnt the plate. Mice touched the walls are boiling hot.
Because of the plate.
Oh, so then my wife and all the people who were saying my microwave was broken. The plate in mice has nothing precious. The regular plate, it was Corel plate. The wife was not too happy about it. And next time I got to work, touched a 9 gimbal when I did it, I had a new microwave, so it couldn't be broken. I tried again. Then I burnt my hand on it, and the mice, it also ended up being getting very hot over here. So, I didn't understand. I partially tried. Toshin and Ches, when I tried to go do it, Mar said, enough. You were last 2 times already. You have to go do it again. So I said, so then happened to be my parents who were out in the country, so I went to one of the plants over there, in their house, and oh, they're microwave. So I tried it again. And I said, a couple of minutes, the walls were cold. So I was wondering, maybe they didn't have the microwaves on the market over there. So last night, Mark went to the shamier, said an excuse to go do it again. She wasn't around. So me and my son, we did sugar on a plate over here. And again, the walls got hot again. So, like, what's going on over here? Like, some, yes, I know I ate the chavurah last time, check it out. So half the guys came back, said the walls got hot. Half the guys said, those are getting hot. It's not much cold over here. So I asked Rabbi Dr. AI what exactly is happening over here. So he told me the different types of microwaves over there. The regular microwave, he says, Rabowski is correct. Will never reach nothing. It's not possible. He says, more of a chance of that plate getting some liquid inside the plate than the sugar. Dry sugar will not happen over here. Not. Except he says, you have a convection microwave. So I said, what is that? So he told me how there's a heating element inside, and you can go check it this way and that way, and I checked. There's a heating element inside. I never knew. And there's a grill sitting over there, and it can't have it inside. Otherwise, yeah, for not me. So there are different microwaves out there, and I found out 20 years later that we have different types over there. But if not me, the Matthias is, and a regular microwave should not get out the walls. My shaking a convection microwave will get out. No problem, we'll get out. The evil will come out over here and get to the zay that's hitting it. If the walls get out, fine, just be blown inside. But the liquid over here is getting hot, and it only touch the walls don't get hot, not going to be blown inside on its side. You can say, like the Trumas Adeshin, we look at the walls. The mice, the person don't go this way, we'll get to other Nakamidas and they get to the microwave. The person cannot go this way, the ik the zay is hot. So the zeh is hot, which is usually come out all the time, when it hits the wall. Therefore, your microwave, whether the cooking inside, let's say the Goshen microwave, whether the walls get hot or not, will make a difference. The microwave might say straight. Now, there'll be a question how to get out, but the might say straight and how to deal with it, we'll get to. I said, all microwaves, once you say, like a more, that zeh means the Yatzla's boy is on the zeh, not the walls. This question is not a practical enough camino, just a good way to go test on your microwave and get to other things we'll get to.
Even
though there was less,
you
can
even
enough
with liquid.
Yeah. Why is
the
Gresham
microwave
also? No, because the Zeya is anyway coming with some liquid. What? We'll get to the cases. We'll get to ovens and microwaves. First thing is slate shipper. Now, a fourth thing is over here. This is a local mice, if it's the tanner is open and not open, how do we pass it over here? again, very clear that Shemudash Lamor being down, the town is open to be machmer. Like Gamal Bach says, he make all the Sophic. When it's open, the person, the Chumbam person can't be make all. Like Gamal the Orfa Shulchan wants to be make all on Zeo, when it's open. Fine, that's Orfa Shulchan, Hashem goes away. The biggest place can say, what's Makula? We have Ram over here. The town is Makula. The key is Makula. We won't have this after. A fifth point came out in the case of Sav Gav Sadis Boy. The nice when it's Makula, we make all. With no Makula Smash, will be Makula over here. A sixth point that comes out. We're discussing here when you have a frying pan of milk and hits the pot of meat on top. We're coming to ask the pot of meat. What about the frying pan with the milk inside? Does that become osur? That means neger to oven is really two questions. One is the fact that Zay goes up, does this time ask the thing about him? And what we're more worried about is another point. That means first, there's a Degmo Vov over here that writes that Machvas also becomes osur. Right away, the Rav on the side of the page says the machvas, so the zeh goes up and asks the thing at that, the machvas also becomes also. Tzad Hashani, he comes up in Godem, and he had Huda, and Mebarach didn't know. The only reason why the machvas will ever become also is when the droplets go up, they steam up, they hit the thing at top, they not get the tam, they condense and get thicker, and due to the weight, they drop down again. I mean, it's not going to come also because the droplets hit that. How does it get to the thing about them? The way that people are worrying about our ovens, I mean, every time you put food inside an oven, flesh goes inside, droplets go inside the walls. How do you get back now to your milk hicks? You have a liquid there that goes up, hits it, condenses, comes steam, goes on the top. On top, what happens? You take a lid of a pot, you open up, and you see there's droplets there. What happens? How did it get on top over there? It turned to steam, went up, then there's so much of it condenses together and drops back down again. Since the people go to what we're worried about usually is dropping back down again. Those droplets that are now in the walls that took out the bleach of fleshsticks dropping down inside your milk over here. So the people going to worry about the droplets that are coming back down. So the Yaduda with droplets. That means the machlekes worry about the thing on the bottom the second time. Or worried about the stand that went up and there's a somehow connection. Or what about the droplets? Says about the shulchan, the ikkar place go like the people going to worry about the droplets. What's he said to the machlekes? They come from a Shlomo Kluger. He says he said he wants to answer Sugi Makshirim. How in the world is Zay really working? Zay has better no matmoshes. The state of Zay is what? It's mechabed vorm biyachad. Those are his words. Don't close the gesher, it's a bridge. When Zay goes up, it's like when you put the pot cover and it's molly Zay and it covers everything inside the pot, it connects everything together. Connects everything. So once it connects everything, that means it comes out the machbas abam, connects to the pot on top, and it can ask it both ways. That's the state of the Nei Debiyuda. Make the place go not that way. The state of Zay is what? We're worrying about the thing about them, not because it connects the gesh to the chibur over here. What about the droplets and the steam on top will then on top? After a while, it condenses back into liquid, or goes, not condenses, it goes uncondenses back into liquid, and therefore, not condenses back to liquid? Okay, not from English, but it goes back into droplets and drops back down again. That's the ick you said over here.
Becomes liquid again, it's
going to
be cooled off. So, why
is it going to be cooled off? So, again, if you're in the case of the machvas, here the machvas is steaming up. You have a kira on top, it's also hot. It goes off. Like your pack cover, you pick it up, the drop is boiling hot. The drop, when they go back down the side.
It's like in the happening
machvas,
mixes together, the drops are hot.
They are. It's like you cover the lid. You pick it up.
It's not hot, it goes down now. If it would be closed up all the way to the top, it would be like a pot with a cup.
Yeah, but
everything would be
a sort of kill. If it's Molly's, if it's going to cure, it's a big oven. Yeah. Now, they get to the Zay over here. The word Zamo is Chosamai Machvash Mugula. The Zay Ilo, we're Mina Michael in the food. Well, where else is Zay coming from? The point is, what's Zamo saying? Zay Ilo Mina Michael. So they point out that Be'etzem, even when you close something, it's still the steam coming out. There's something coming out. I mean, unless you have a pressure cooker and you seal it well, and then after you stop cooking, you open it, it'll explode. Don't do that. Wait a while. I've seen it explode once. So, pressure got burned bad. Otherwise, the Matisse is, there's always steam coming out. So the question is, we're saying what's covered over here. Don't worry, there's no Zayah, there's always something coming out, otherwise it will explode, it doesn't work that way. So the words of Taurus Chatzis is, the little bit of mouth that's coming out, it calls the words of Gedav Recha. It's Recha Kli. The words of the Bach called the Reich Alma. Avada, when things are not fully concealed or covered, every time you wrap something in the soap wall, it's coming out somewhere, something, somehow. It's not holding it back. That amount, as you look at it, is always thinner. It's not as thick as they are. It can't make droplets over here. It can't make steam on top of a cup over here. It can't do that thing. It's a get of a Zeya Kolosh. Zeya itself is not that simple, but it's very Shvach Zeya over here. It's a thinner type of idea over here. The other says it's form. The mice is no problem here. Why? That's covered. That's the word of Ramah. But it's Mechusar. But Zeya Ilum and the Michael, that's the only time it asks. The Ilum, not the Michael, was Reich Kli, Reich Bama, that the mice doesn't count.
And steam's coming from one side of the
bottle.
It's
coming.
Very
hot
steam.
That, usually that steam is not something that can make droplets out of it.
What about when we speak about putting on the crock pot, the kugel or something? Is it conflation?
I said conflation because it's blias, so we have the case of blias over here.
The steam that comes out of the pressure kugel will not
be done. Okay, if you open it right away, it explodes.
When
it doesn't explode, it just shoots out. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe we'll get to that. Maybe. Noch Indian. And again, an eighth point over here, another side. We're saying over here that the gedei over here, the pot, gets its zeya from the milk that's underneath it, that's steaming up from the smachras. What happens if the pot itself is steaming? What happens to the pot itself is steaming? Can it have koyach to be belay the zeh over here? The tapak. The pot itself is also very hot. It's steaming.
The tapak.
Let's say it's boiling hot, the tapak, it's steaming that, and now the milk is coming and hitting it.
Steaming from the
tapak. Yeah. No, no. Because now the steaming two things. The machbas has zeh, and the pot itself is very hot. So the Russian shuvi ends off the last line. His words are... Can now the pot is busy giving of his own steam, maybe it's not being belayed as there underneath it. So the Rosh Hashanah, the last line he says, Shema Chimur Sichosh Ba Makevis Mekabel Mekabel Zayah. The last line he says, maybe when the top pot is being very hot, boiling, has no koyach to Mekabel Zayah for the milk over here. No koyach. The Lysa, they do not look at the Rosh Hashanah, they don't know this Yisayt over here. But it's, as I state, they point out it's not in the Beis Yosef, not in the Torah, not in the place from here. The Beis Shlomo says, my sister, it's the Shem of the Rosh. His words are, Sarni Dia. She can go to the Rosh. The Rosh says, maybe, he doesn't know, so we don't know the fact of it. Sarni Dia. And therefore, the Baal Shulchan, the place might bring down not to have this concept. Again, there's an Urfa Shulchan over here that says, when the pot itself is giving off the Zayah, also not to belay the Zayah underneath. Again, there's an Urfa Shulchan, so it's not to go this way. We're not mechalic whether the pot top is hot or giving off steam over here. Another point against Zeya, ninth point. Zeya goes up. It also goes to the sides. So the Atzei Oilo wants to tell you that the Zeya naturally goes up. Anything to the sides, the words are incorrectly to the top. The words are, it's to the ma'at. It'll drop. The Zeya cannot answer on the side. From Zam, we examine this concept. I suppose the Pasha is not machalic. Whether you hang the meat on the side, on top. One Zeya hits it, I say, you have a Bayam Tzadis to give Zeya. Bayam Tzadis to give Zeya. At 10th point, look at the main child over here. There is Zay over here. Where is Zay coming from? The case over here is Zay from milk. Milk is a liquid, it condenses, has steam, based upon the temperature, and then if it goes up, hits something, comes down sometimes. That means every chicken soup might have Zay. What about a case over here of a Dovah Gush? Zay is Yovish. Zay is Oichlin. That means Zay is a Dovah Lach. The Zay is something that's Yovish, dry over here. That means you cook your chicken inside the oven, make your barbecue inside the oven, or potato inside the oven. It's true when you open up the door and the hot air hits the cold air, the sun has some mist over there. But otherwise, when you have a glass door over there, you look inside, you don't see any steam there. That means in your chillant, you know, you see the steam over there, in the glass, you see it hits the bubbles over there. In your oven, mice and dark fowl don't really see any steam because it's a case of oichel, not a case of liquid. So the question is Zeya from Mashka, from Lach, has a get of Zeya? Mash aching case of Zay of Eichlin, or no, Eichlin is the same thing. It's come up with Pesach Yeshiva, it brings down the Pirei Kodim, it brings down the Masses Moshe, it brings down the Rambam. The one that's a Taina by Zay of Lach is not Nichol the category of Zay. I'm sorry, of Yavish, not Nichol the category of Zay. That's not Zay. How far I take it, it says, Afilu Eichlin, Kemoy Cholam Hutach, even things over here, Chelam Hutach, even melted fats, a gamas right now is a liquid, itself is a solid, also ain't zay also kamoyu. Zay is not the same thing. That's how I take it. The zay is be'ekir from a liquid, something's a solid, even changing right now when it melted into case of liquid, has the category of being a solid and does not go with any zay. Therefore, in your oven, in a treif oven, you want to put inside something that's yovesh, there's no zay. No zay, no problem. And the Arpash can go this way. There's a base mayor who says Zaya is only the case of Allah, of course, your base mayor. There's a Shalom Zahm, he's down that way. Tuf Tav Adash, Shalom goes this way. So the Shuva sounds like he's passing like this Malach over here. But Zaya, from the case of Shiovish, is not in the category of Zaya. Tzad HaSheni, in the other Pesach, it's in Toftun Aleph. Over there, the Torah brings down a case where you have a lid covering a chlora, a biscuit. A biscuit is not lach, a biscuit is a cookie. There. So come on the case over there and say you have a lid that's covering this biscuit over here. Says the Torah, a person has to be machshut for Pesach. Machshut. Says the Torah, says the Maravam, what you machshut for? Because Zayah from the Charara, one reason, Zayah from the Charara is going to go into the case of this lid over here. So you see we have a case of a biscuit that hashish is not and at all even close to being a case of lach. And still we have a kashish for Pesach. Why? Because it's a sigil Zayah. Therefore, says the Prima Gadim, it's Simitof Mem Zayin and Simitof Mem Alf Narachayim. So we see over here from this Torah, from this Mog Avram, there is Zaya from the Summit Yavish. I wrote the Sefer Hoggis initial in Mashayel, that's brought up Pesach Shuvah over here, that says, in the case of a Zaya, first of all, can we make a one Yavish? So that, did not know the Torah then, I did not know the Mog Avram, Echnami, and Chloe's being Chayta, and the Maisa to be Machmer. Chloe's being Machmer. That means the Sholem Eishiv says, before Shator to be Machmer, it says, how in the world can the people going to be making the Sholem initial? He says, you know what? He says, Chanami, he asks his own question upon himself. It's tough on Zayin, tough on Alf. That means the only nice point that people going to be making, Pashto says, he was once making. Meister, at the end of the day, he writes it twice, tough on Alf, tough on Zayin. Meister, the case is Zaya to be Machmer.
You're
the cover of a pot on top of a chororah.
Which is like a pot that's totally covered.
But again, it's a zay over here.
It's a
zay. It's
a zay over here. It's a chororah. It's a chororah, a biscuit.
If there's no zay,
this is the Prima Gadim speaking. He says it's a problem. The Shalom Meshach says it's a problem. And therefore it says the Beis Shlomo and the Yad Yehudo, Atzeilu and Barashuk and Paskins, by zay of a yomish, there is zay. There is zay over here. Now you could answer, as Uri is saying over, as the Minchas Yaakov says over, it's Chumma de Pesach. Why is Pesach different? Because it's a mashu. Maybe the get Zeya Oichlan of Yovish has a get over Yovish mashu here. But it says now people are mad. Minchas Yaakov answers that. You could answer the words of the base Meilon's answer. The case of the Kisu is very, very close. Mamish on top of it, some of the Dovak Mamish. Those are his words. However, the Maisa, others say not the way. They left it as is. Not Machak, no Chuluk, what the level of his. He said, is there a case of Yovish? So it's clear, machlokes, if there's zeya on a case of yovish, you could say it's machlokes rosh with the Rambam. Ken zayin. Maisa could be it's machlokes prima gadim versus prima gadim. Maisa lalocha, as soon as machlokes is called the Shalom Meshach versus the base mayor, and among the swarms would be a machlokes, called machlokes by case of yovish, in the category of zeya here. Is it zeya on yovish? On the side that is zeya of yovish, come on the gid zeya yosef, or dam the akachuba, but here, batal the jabon. We discussed earlier Zay Dabon de Raisa. In this case, they want to have Vadis Dabon of Vadis Kolosh over here. Fine. Now come over Moshe and he wants to make a cane, a level in between over here. Is there Zay by case that's Kosh? Moshe, when he's chewing to get to ovens, he points out again, where exactly are ovens in Shulchan Aruch? He says it's Simcoe Ches over there, Simcoe Ches, but ovens, everything's about Reichel. There's one line over there, Ramor, Elam came, one line, really one word. Elam came Hezeyam Amachvas Mishneim. What's Hezeyam Amachvas Mishneim? So Moshe, what's Hezeyam Amachvas Mishneim? Hezeyam means we know that there was Zeya coming out. That means the assumption is that in the oven there is no Zeya unless we see Zeya. That's the assumption over here. Otherwise, the loch is there's no Zeya. So come along over here, Moshe says again, we have loch in Kovches and we have loch over here in Tzadik Beis. Tzadik Beis, Betzim, why is brought down over here? It's not really Tzadik Sukkim Zeya. Sterech Agav, why? Because Tipas Cholov, this is like Tipas Cholov on outside, in the case of Shishim versus Shishim. So there is no simon of ovens in the Shulchan Aruch. This is it. This is the place here, and one couple words in the Levin Kovachas. That is ovens. They had ovens, Dor Doris. What happened over here? So Moshe Pashas, there was no Zayin ovens, unless he saw there was Zayin. Those are the words of Amal. He goes on further and says, the Maisel, in the case over here, Timavashal, things are open over here. Yishlotan, maybe the Evet Mikkel after Maisel Ace, they discuss the Pesach Tshuva, Kesetz Yovish. We want Tana Be'etzim by Yovish, Bekele Pim God over here, again up in the Rambam, Maisel Kami Mikkel. He goes on further and says, read the Pesach Tshuva slowly, Pim God, you're making two Shlavim, two levels over here, two Gedor. The case is Yovish Ligamri, the case where he calls Yovish Ksas. Why? Because he said by the case of Chele Mahutach, melted fats, the words of Pim Godim, Pesach Tshuva is Efsher. Efsher, not Vadai. But I mean, the case of Yovish Ligamri, a Vadai that's no Zayah. Even my case of Chele Mahutach, even in that case, maybe it's a ghetto also of Yovish. Maybe, not Vadai. Mumastabu, not Vadai. Different Moshe says, the ghetto of how you use it, there's a costume there that said, the ghetto Dvorm the Yovish Mamish, person can be Mekel. By the case over here, that's because Vada, there's no Zayah coming out. Variety again, look inside the oven door, you won't see any Zayah. But things that are Chele Mahutach, that also says, maybe a person can be Mekel. But come along, he said over here that the klal is, we assume there is no Zayah, unless you know there's Zayah. That means, what's locked in the ghetto Yovish? Not there is no Zayah Yovish, not there is Zayah Yovish. We assume there is no Zayah, unless you see Zayah. That's how Moshe said though. It's like in between. We assume there isn't, unless you see it. Now, so, once you have this category of Lach and Yovish, what is Lach and what is Yovish to get to this category? So, number one, again, it's very clear, Moshe points out, Bechilim Mahutav, not the fats, is a question. Lashon of getting the Pirgodim, Pesach Tshuva is Efsher. It's out of that way. It's under the Chagetav Yovish. Building upon that, what happens when you have meat and you pour water on top of it? You're cooking meat inside water. You have a case over here of gravy that's coming out. What is that exactly? Is that a liquid or is that a solid? So where the Chalkei Sakha brings down, when you have with water inside, Slikadar says, Avada is Nechle Geda of Mashkin. There's water over here. Instead of Scheinberg, that Avada is Nechle Geda of Eichlin, Yavish. Why? He understands, you look at the source where it came from. That means you add water to it, but let's say it's Balser with water to it. The water is fine, but it came from something else. What's the case of a cake batter? Cake batter, you pour. Now it goes inside the oven. Is that the case of Yavish or the case of the Lach? The Gehet Shabbos, something that pours the Chalgeta of a liquid. The Gehet over here, instead of it revived, you get a Shabbat. I don't know if that's the case of Yavish. Why? And the liquid so much dries out, comes out, we'll call it Yavish. I'll get the point. What's the case of a cheesecake? Instead of Scharnberg, that's the category of Lach. Well, I came from milk. And therefore, well, before it says the Chalgeta of milk over here, came from milk over here. So it's interesting that somehow we have a cake batter is the category of a case of being Yovish and the cheesecake being Lach. The consistency are probably cheesecake is probably less of a Lach than a case of cake batter. So there are different stories you have to grapple with. What is the category of Lach? What's the case of Yovish over here? Sorry? Oh no, not again, it's not the same circuit. Not the same circuit. Now, okay, we're discussing the case of Zeya. Now, Zeya until now was discussing Zeya when, over here when it's hot. Zeya, when it goes off Machvas, it's the Gdeira, when it's hot, it's being Bolea. What happens if it goes up and it's cold? And it hits something? Is cold Zeya also Isadavar? Except it's cold, so it's not being Bolea inside? But Zeya that's cold is Commander Lesser. Very important question over here. What is cold Zeya? What is that exactly? A bunch of Nachminas. I mean, one Nachmina, cold Zeya hits a pot. But the pot is hot. We'll come along to ask the pot over here. He comes along to Tshuva Tadesh and he says, the Zeya writes in Tshuva, if the Zeya is hot, it asks it. The Zeya is cold, does not ask to it unless the pot is hot. He's writing that cold Zeya is Zeya, it's Ka'isa Dover. Tshuva Tadesh writes, the cold Zeya hits a pot, or the pot will be water unless the pot is hot. David brought down by. Sorry, what? How much? That's another question. The Meisel asked it. That's what Kiv Egel over here brings down the page. Prim Godem, Mechazak, Levosh, or Chashulchan, Tev 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 Tev. All the parts can make a girl. The halacha is that the pan is hot, Zeya called Zeya, is the Meisel something over here. The Meisel does count. Therefore, take a Nafkamino. First, let's say on Friday night, you made Cholent. He sees the cholent, the water is bubbling out. He wants to add more water to the cholent. So people have, let's say, the kettles are on top of their hot plate or top of the oven range. And they want to take the kettle off the fire and pour it inside the cholent. So they pour water inside the cholent. Now what happened? It steams up. You take off the lid, it's steaming, it hits the kettle over here. Tomorrow, Shabbos afternoon, especially when Shabbos is long, or Shabbos morning, we'll have a coffee with milk inside. So now is the kettle over here flashing inside the Zaya. That means the Zaya, when the time hit your kettle, put your hand there, the mice usually is cold. The mice, the kettle itself is hot. Just made a kettle over here flashing. Okay, we mentioned last Chabura that the Chokhmah's other wanting Michael. When is any b'nayyomai and a suffering of fafeya and not b'nat teira in the case of shefa? But over here we don't have these hatter b'ikim because it's only like any b'nayyomai. The question is, can you not be mekel on your kettle? So the Mar Shamus is a question of Shlom Zalman here. Got a letter back and he's mekel with four tzirufim. The kettle in my still case over here that's parable. Why? He said number one is teira bala. The children call it a hatter melisur. Number two, the zay is not coming straight; it's going to the side. Number three, he said the stumble of the shishim against the zayah. Number four, it's cold zaya. Cold zaya. The maestro, you can add, if you want, a fifth point over here. The maestro, it's mokum is open over here. The whole table is open. Fifth thing that he does not say before, fifth mission over here. Maestro, if you think about this, as far as each one, harbay. The more Shabbos himself on the footnotes brings down, to go through each mission over here, it says to argue in each one. So the Chanami, Yestai Fisher, Yisrael B'Yashu, said the maestro to be machmer. Then the Yikel maestro is fleishiks. Therefore, the Dan of Elochim, the Reverse of Ephraim, Vavos, the Chodoshani, Rafat, all come along to answer this kettle mice's fleshiks. Again, what's he saying, Shabbai? Then it came up again right now, it's cold. But once the kettle itself is hot, it makes it now belay this zay over here, and therefore, mice the kettle mice's fleshiks. You can't have the coffee anymore. So, what is the age of the Swami say? Swami say, either you do the act of pouring from the kettle inside a cup, and from the cup inside the case of your cholent, which gets about the sugya being pinim and mechel and mecham. Sugya in Perkira, not that simple, but the reason why it's mutter is Ein Orcha Shabbos, Chilk out of the back, Lung Shum Shmuel Orbach, Meister, why that's mutter. Another Eitzah, they're being down from Liashiv and from Dine Fisher, is you open up the Yucholant, you wait for all the steam to go away, and you blow with your mouth and your hand, take away all the steam, and then you pour it from the kettle over here. That's the second Eitzah. A negate your urn, which a lot of people haven't earned, so then you don't have the Eitzah pouring it straight inside, they take it with the cup. An urn is not that simple. That means an urn, usually the urn that has water inside, if you not put it on the bubbling mode before Shabbos, so it only got to, the, let's say, 170, 180, 190 Fahrenheit. We pour it into the cholent, it's going to bubble out. That's what happened, it bubbled out over here. Guess the case of 210. So what happened? A lot of places can say, even by Yah, it's a bishul on Shabbos, we went to the case is not from 170 to 210, and therefore, if you not do the bubbling mode on your earned before Shabbos, you have a bayah to add inside your children, the chashash daraisa. Machalikis, we have ribi yet, and if you want to think about him, depends what safe of simple we're looking at. Maisa, it's not that simple. A lot of places, maisa might be machbos. So you do your earn, make sure it's a case that's bubbling over here. Don't study. What? Earn. You want to add water from the earn into your children. Make sure you put on the bubbling mode on the urn before Shabbos.
Is it a
cup of Ibisari? The Apostle can say, at least not Shabbos. Next Shabbos, get other tape, maybe your wife, it might be water. But you should not do that. You should not take a kettle that you want to keep part of them and pour on top of it steaming up. That's the Shabbos induction over here. A third Nafkamina is that, again, where one Nafkamina is it to make your flesh shake, second Nafkamina, the case of Shalom. Third Nafkamina is when you have this Zay over here, that you can hit the thing outside and it's not hot. But it is, do you need a case of a duck over here? That means the Mokal on further said the Mig Pashi Klaisal Shubas Adeshan is that a person with a toilet bosser, liyavish, dry out, on top of these kiras over here that had milk being mavashal milk plummet all the time. So, in essence, what happened? It steams off, cold milk, and hits the outside of your meat. Now, the outside of your meat is that? Is it milk on the outside over here? And do you have to wash off the meat? Says the Prim Godem, writes that way in Seder Hanogos Vanishavat Mashoil. The loch is a lot of the zay is coated over even by something that's cold, and therefore you have to wash off the meat. And says, why are they doing that for? The death was in those times you take the meat down before you eat and wash it off. Like the loch on Simon Sadek Aleph, things are derech by docha lemaisa mutter. It was derech by docha, therefore it's mutter. Therefore the Pesukim mean on the Prim Godem with derech and docha it's mutter. Therefore make it practical. People in the houses, they have their kira over there, or a stove range, and they have these things like hanging in the back. The spoons, the ladles over here, or the serving things over there, they hang in the back, and they put on little gadgets on the wall, and hang these things over there. Maisa, if you ever look underneath your, let's say you have a cover of your oven, you look at the backdrop over here, it gets dirty. So he hits it, lift over there, and these spoons get dirty over here. Can you hang a milk spoon over there, or parva spoon over there, when these things over there eventually get dirty, the Zayah hits it? So the place depends on what type of house you use. If your house, you take it off and always wash it before you use it. Fine, that's mamash the case of being totally bustle over here. Let's say in your house over here, or the kids around the house over here, they take it off and use it. L'chora, you have a baya, mamash bustle b'chol. Because the Zayah of cold is still Zayah, it's in Dover. Just with derech to do a chitza, the mice is mutter. Derech to wash over the bus is mutter. Derech to wash over the cleaves is mutter. And the derech is not to, hang these things on the back of you, on the top of you, it gets dirty from these things, and the chor yabba yabba inside the sugi of the bus is mutter. Building upon this, step further. Spices. People have spices. Do they have to have two separate spices for garlic, for paprika, for whatever the list is over there? You have like 50 things in your drawer over here. You have to have like 100 of them, double the amount. Yeah. So you have to. Says by the Shulchan, what is Zeya by Kol is Yisad over? This is what happened. You bring the spices inside. The Shulchan is steaming up over here. What happens? Zeya went inside, and now you're inside of it. Zeya, that's Kol. It's not by late inside the spices. The Zeya, the mice, that's Fleishiks. Now you come along, you want to make your milk thing over here. You want to make lasagna over here. You want to put spices on top of it, the same spice. That's you're putting Fleishiks on top of your milk thing over here. How can you do that? The other one is about the Shulchan and the Chai Levi, you have to have two separate sets of spices.
So you
just eat it forever? Yeah, it's over. Yeah.
You say one set for the angle, but it never
Right. So first, that's about the Shulchan over here, right? It's based upon this halacha. The Matzias is one time, you have to have two sets over here. And besides, we discussed this sugya one time, here it might be dirty on the outside. This is by Yavin Tzad Zayah. Zayah's called Yisid Dover. Shulchan called Yisid Dover, even in case it's cold over here. Maisa, I hope this is going to be my newest place, is not to be medakdek, to be machmed up two sets over here. One reason to come along, either a Felder or a Zev Smith, both on tape, or Adayashbo, or Lumashayaz, or Nashik Shol, or Shol Klein, others won't be down. The first you have to realize, what exactly will Chosh is for? When you're shaking it out, when it's coming out of the small holes over here, it can't go in. Zev is not coming in. Elmai, the moment that you pull back, first of all, it's on an angle, Ladav gets in. Even the mashu that gets in, pashas will be shefa on the food you're putting it afterwards. Void, over here is a case that's being mugulo. What happens? It's open area. No one's putting it inside, closed oven, on top of it. So we have the bach matayin that's only a chumrah ba'almo. So we're not even sure something's really getting in over here. So fine. So one time in ikra din, mashu should be mutter. Because we're exactly worrying about on the angle it came in was when the key was mugulo over here, mashu. Fine, it's nice and hook up, but not to be machmed inside our loch shiboy. Now, therefore, they're being down from the Yashiv and the Chodeshani and the Rosh Hashanah, so you make them up from the Evan, the Cholopachas. Because Medina should not be a problem. Now, Avada, as the words of the article, was a place to ask him to reply, so his words are very clear. By spices, it's preferable, as he said in English, preferable to have two sets of spices. That's true, it's certainly preferable. It's a better thing over here to go do. Now, again, I've sent over, I've to my house, when I have two sets of spices, or two sets of ketchup or mustard, they use both for everything. They do. So I've tried mamish literally for years, and this, for shalom, I once said, do what you want, we left it as is, and that's how local. Make a din, the ladi, you should be listening, fosha, and chukhazi, my dam in the bar. Why should not be a problem? Avada is better if you want to be machmin, have one set, put inside the hand, and put it inside. That doesn't happen. You tell people that way, fine, for a week, and that's it. So put inside, if you want to have one set in hand, that's a nicer thing, but it's not going to happen that way. So Echnami, if you're Shani Rishayna, want to mechazik something in your house, it's only a nice thing to speak out, if you haven't sent something, instead of playing Bagel, do that, also talk about it. But Yishlodim, Maisa, Midinai, is certainly preferable, well, luckily Yishlodim, you have to. Now, in this Ramah, again, he has four coolers over here, in the Sukkot of Zayah. Number one, he says, when the Zayah is Kair over here, and the Gdera is top of the Machmas, Maisa, that's not a problem. Number two, he says, when the Bosser is Kair, also to be Mekel. Number three, with the case of being Mechusser, he says to be Mekel. Number four, he says, the two Gederes, the Gederes of Mezu, to be Mekel. Those four clues. The end of Miu, Lechatchila, Yesh, Lezor, Becholze. We have four clues. However, be very careful, Yesh, Lezor, Becholze. What would be Machmar? If four clues, it came along to be Machmar. What case is coming to be Machmar? So let's start off with the first and the last two of the year. First, he said the last thing he ends up with two kedeis nagas zubazu, two pots touching each other. The loch is, he says, midina it's mutter. Look at the makor the shubas hadasha. Dakimoshi bring it down. The words are Machma Talabocho, Yesh Lachmer. So the Lani is saying the Chachil to be Machma with two pots touching each other. But yeah, it's Motor. Mordechai, Chumdesha, Baiskin. The Chachil might be Machma, it's Aleph. The case before that, where the Machvas is covered, also look up the Pasha of Kor. Again, it's clear that when Moshe and Shuvah, Iksav Seifer, they write in the Maisa when the Machvas is covered, also the Maisa to be Machma over here. The Machvas is covered and you have it there on top. The Chachil to be Machma. Why to be Machma? Why? Or when to be Machma? So first, the reason why to be Machma, the way the Iksav Seifer Moshe is over, because the Shuvah is covered, but it's not always covered. That means what people do in the house, they cover things in the oven, and then the women have a tendency to peek and check, or sometimes it opens up a little bit, and therefore you have a bayah that you so you have zay over here. Therefore, this idea, people want to know, why are we double wrapping things for? So one of the reasons is, it stops people from peeking or things that breaks open over here. Why? Because Allah says, the Achil Yishn Zahar, things open up. Double wrap is a better protection over here. Number one, from opening by breaking by itself, and number two, stop people from checking. Otherwise, you have a bayah, they should not do that l'chatchila. Now, the question is, are we discussing over here the situation of Bavas Achas? I mean, the case of the Shulchan Aruch is a Machvas and a Gdero. He said, l'chatchila, not have a Machvas and a Gdero, even though it's covered. That's Bavas Achas. The words of Mishmur Tov and Aleph sound like Dafka Bavas Achas. Zerach Zer, we're not worrying about things being peaking over here. But Shulchan says, no, we're worrying about Zerah. Even Zerach Zer, we'll get the ovens, we're also worrying about people check and peek over here, or they what's going on, and things open up. We also have a Bayam and Sugi of Zerah. L'chatchila. Not P'liyev, but L'chatchila. We'll get to Nafkaminas. But now the first two cases over here. And the Ramah being Machmo also L'chatchila in these first two cases. Said the Moshe, first the case of being Toil and Bosser, that means the second case. The words of the Chumash Deshin, it was a Minig Bosher, that the Elam did it. The words of the Ramah is what? Toil and Bosser, go do it. Therefore, says the Moshe, the words of the Ramah, the Chumash Chumash Deshin, is saying, no, there's no Chumra on that. No chumrah on the second case. Says, go do it. They did it. That's what happened over here. That means Yesh L'Zeh B'chol Zeh, going back in the last two cases of the Moshe, the case of Machmas being covered, and the case of we are touching each other. But not again the situation where the by the Bosser, that's the top over here. That not, there's no Yad Sadas by the Bosser. And who did say Moshe? With the Kedero also being hit with not Yad Sadas by, also, that's not going back on that. I mean, all the four cases, because I'm Moshe, only the last two cases, not the first two cases. Now, on this last case, we're coming out now, is saying, Shnei is touching each other, B'mach Melech Achila. We as a Mekor, the B'di'ev of the Mice is not a problem. How do you know the Klal, again, the word of the Olim is over, clearly, clearly, the Reuter doesn't go. We as a source, the clearly, clearly, the Reuter does not go. So this Halacha is Ramo over here, and the Olim saw this, brought down Sim Kufay, Siv Zayin, by the Shast of Konchal Beis. Over there he says, it's Mutter, with a source, send you Ramah, Tzadik Beis, Sitches. Where's the Mekov of this Ramah over here? So, come along to Mordechai, he says, unfortunately, so get Tibus Cholov, Dafkol Ches. Over there, by the case of Tibus Cholov, it says it goes in, and does not come out. Goes and doesn't come out. Until it has a case of Lav Reitiv. Without Reitiv, it doesn't come out. And that means, where's the Mekov? We're comparing the Blias inside the Bolser to Blias inside the Kli. Just like Blias inside Boston needs an Amtsoy to come out, that Amtsoy will stay inside. Mivla Bala, he also negates a Blias inside Kalim, it will not come out. Building upon that, if so, how much liquid is costing you have to have between one Kli to another Kli to say it comes out through Amtsoy? Saying clearly Kli does not, that means let's say you have outside the pot, you have some condensation. You have some droplets on the outside of the pot. Do you need Reitiv? Do you need juice? Do you need a lot of liquid over there? But no, even condensation will say clearly the mice come to answer. To be dry mamish? No, even a little bit. So you first come to the chavistas, the mice, they get to bosser, that's the case you're coming from. Over there, it's a case of sleep. About there's some droplets over there. About there's some liquid over there. It still would not go from one piece of meat to another piece of meat, unless you have a case of waiter. Moisture is not enough. Therefore, when they get to sleep, as well as the people got them, the mashag, mashag looks down, and sleep about there, you need waiter. A little bit of moisture about is not enough. Building upon that, says the Chavis Das, if so, negate the pots over here, one touching another, some liquid in between, like case of Tzli over here, doesn't transfer. Some moisture on the outside doesn't transfer. It has to be a case over here that's Reitiv. That Reitiv for the Kulamais is Mutter. And Sala Sheni, from Zama as a Tshuva, it brings down the Divrei Yosef, Zechor Lavrom, he said they're arguing the Chavis Das. Yehudah, they want to argue, saying not that way. It's not doing the halu work. You compare the dimyan of bleis inside oichel to bleis inside a kli. Says the achrona being chloray, the bleis inside a kli is worse than bleis inside oichel. When you have a kli that's being bleis inside of a tummy, it's kochosh. Does it come out? A kli that's bleis inside of it, that's kochosh. Does it come out? Anyone? Kochosh. A bleis inside a kli, that's kochosh. Does it come out? By kochosh. What? By bleis is kochosh inside a kli. Get a kli has bleis inside of it's kochosh. Does it come out? It doesn't come out. Kufes of dalit. I said kochosh. By kochosh, a bleis inside a kli, that's kochosh. Doesn't come out. Doesn't come out. I'm sorry, the other way around. I got backwards. I'm saying it wrong. You guys got it right. By kli lemaisa, it does come out. Right. That's kufes of zayin. By kli that's kofesh inside the oichel, does it come out? That doesn't come out right. I got it wrong. But see, that sounds like a move here. My fault. But I think, no, so a kli, an oichel that's bleis of kofesh, does it come out? No. With bleis inside a kli, does it come out? Yes. So see that a kli is worse than the case of a bleis inside the oichel. So how can the Chavos Das say, and what if I bring it right, the case over here, the bleis inside a bosser? Well, nice, what will happen? It won't come out with the bleis inside a kli. We know bleis inside a kli does come out. Bleis inside a kofesh, inside a bosser, does not come out. How can you hear the two sugyos over here? To explain what that means, we are dover. Avada to be amsoi transfer one thing to another, you need roitiv. That we see in kuches, to be amsoi. Whether it's bosser, whether it's a pad over here. No difference over here. However, what we mean over here is that we have this liquid, this moisture on the outside of the pot. I'm not saying it goes from pot to pot. It goes from pot to liquid, to the moisture. Because every pot has bleis inside, its kofesh goes out to the thing that's touching it, the food that's touching it, the liquid that's touching it. That means the yisoid shibay, the one called ches, as I finally explained, the yisoid is, avada to be I'm sorry, to transfer one to another, need roitiv. We have another problem over here. The liquid itself becomes a bleis over here, gets the taste over here. The liquid itself, then the moisture on the outside thing itself, might as gain the bleis from the pot over here. Not the same soy from kli to kli. A lot is not soy from kli to kli. It goes from the kli to the water. Not from the water inside the pot over here. Therefore, what? Okay, you have one pot to another pot, there's moisture on the outside. So, moisture, says the Chavos Das, it's not a koichem, so you transfer one thing to another. Therefore, the Wataina, to transfer one pot to another pot, you need numerous amount of weight. This is a koichem, no. Again, from pot to pot, it's true to grow one pot to another pot, might see you have weight there. But the pot went to the liquid in between. There's moisture over there. The little liquid over there, the droplets over there, have get the top from the pot over here. And now, from the wood over here, just go inside the pot. They come only one time, it's also the Shittosai. Why? Because what happens, you have Eichel, Bleis, that's kofesh inside, does it transfer? No. What happens when you have a liquid with that Bleis inside? What is liquid with Bleis inside? Is that Uav? Or that's Bleis inside? You have Tam inside this liquid over here. What is that? Is that Mamish, the Guva Dover? Be'en? Is that, okay, it's only Bleis. So they put down the Chavos Das, the Shittosai says, no, that's a bleis over here. So even if it went from the pot to the moisture over here, it can get inside the pot. Mashan, the Prima Godem, the Masham, the Yaduna, they want to know. The halacha is, when it's inside liquid, it's the Guba Dov over here. Therefore, it goes from the pot to the liquid and inside the pot over here. Therefore, it comes along over here again. So again, we have one pot touching another pot. Do we have to worry about the little droplets in between? A lot of times you have pots and liquid in between. Do you have to worry one to another? So the Chavos Das, you don't have to worry about it. Why? You need I'm sorry. Even if it goes inside the droplets, it can get inside the next thing over here. So it's bleis inside. Atzad Hasheni, most of them disagree. It goes from the pot into over here, the droplets over here, and from the droplets, go now inside the pot. Get a valve, not to tell you, all this for us over here. Therefore, the Baruch Shulchan writes, he says, the words are Tzarfli Zorbezer Harbe. People be very, very careful about this. People don't realize. When you put, let's say, a pot, a little bit of a wet count over here, drop wet, some wetness over here. Or you put pots touch on the side by side, a little bit of wetness over there, some moisture. So you have a baya. And this halacha the boss says you make a kli, it's a bali weight of mamish, zero, nothing, anything. Once something there, true, it's not a soy. The lamaisa went from the pot into the moisture. Now into the moisture, into the next thing over here. We have baya of asking the thing next to it, making vleishiks, making milchiks over here. And therefore, this heter of clearly roitiv has been nothing. So I have to observe this very careful, make sure this mamash dry, completely dry. Now, in this chumash, we're saying to you, machmel chachilo. What does the lamaisa want to be machmel chachilo? The case over here is we have two pots over here. We have a case over here, very clear. One pot touching another pot, and one has food inside, the other one has food inside. Are we worried about things spilling over and going inside the other pot, the side of the pot, going through the other pot? Worrying about the en mamish? What about the zechazah? What about things zechazah? Things overspill, display inside the walls, second thing might overspill, bring all that inside. I'm worried about zechazah. What's nafkamino? So there's a motion shua. Discussing ovens and stove ranges, stove grates, how to go use it. So you come along and says, you want to use the same tray inside the oven, no problem. You want to use the same stove grates, no problem. Stove grates, you want to use the same one. That means people's houses, where they have a, I think everyone knows what a stove grate is. Yeah, these burners, before you get the glass ones. Regular ones have burners. That means you can either have two burners, four burners, or six burners. That burners over here, and you have these grates on top. The question, these grates, can they be used for milks and fleishiks, or they have to be used only for milks and only for fleishiks? That means you have four of them, two milks, two fleishiks, or you have six, four and two, or you have two, one and one, or you can use them all for milks and fleishiks. So Moshe, there's no problem at all to use the same one for milks and fleishiks. In Yerdei Chalikimel, someone wrote back to Moshe. Moshe says, Eli Pnai Afluweka, I don't even have 1 second to answer you. I don't have a second to answer you. However, you wrote to me, I said, I'm with the stove grates. I said, Mudal Chachilo. And he said, I forgot it Ramo. The Ramo over here says, Mudal Chachilo, Leish Lazar Bechozer. The Ramo said, we have to be Machmel, a case, clearly right there. If so, what happens? You have the milk pot touching the grate. Then you have fresh pot touching the grate over here. The Ramo said, I said, not to do Mudal Chachilo. And Yushal said, it bothered you so much, you went around to Kamar Abodim, and no one was able to answer you. He said, since it's Kushi Abodim, and no one knows, a Pella my Chum over here, even though I have no time, I'm going to answer you something that the Mamash doesn't understand what I said over here. So he starts saying, "Bemilim mechila kvayt rasa." You have all these rabban over here. They don't know how to read the Ramah. You think I forgot the Ramah? But I know the Ramah. What is the problem over here? The Ramah. The most case over here when they have two pots with there's food inside, one next to another, they're going to also overspill one to another over here with this food over here. That's the case over here. However, in the situation where it's zeh chazeh, a case over here that what the pot went one to another. We're not chishish that went from the pot to the grate over here. Meaning, what's the other side? We have a loch over here, clearly roitiv. It's sati machmi is what? That the food's going to answer it? Or maybe the whole entire loch of clearly roitiv, should we pass like that? It's not that simple. Maybe the reason to be machmi is because maybe clearly does go down the roitiv. Let's be chishish, it does go. Maybe that's the story. So the motion, no, we have Kabbalah, clearly does not go bli roitiv, does not go at all. What's the chash over here? Don't have chash. Maybe things are overspilled. That's only the two things of food. One zechazeh, zeb liad zeh. Zechazeh, we're not worried about that. Not worried about that. He writes, zeboru uposhet. Zeboru uposhet. Pashas, it's also Mephusha, Mishnebura, that way in Hilchos Pesach, it's in Toft and Aleph, when he quotes a Maimon Mordechai and he quotes a Yaivitz, he's discussing with the Negeta a tripod, a chatsuvo, had to be Machshev a Pesach. He says, the case of Liban over there. He says, Be'etzem, the Bimachshe Pesach, he says, is only Chachila as Chumah deChametz. Otherwise, Be'emes, clearly, clearly, right of the Maaseh's Mutter, Tzadik Beis Sivches. He sends you this halacha. That means he says, L'chachil to be Machma for Pesach. Otherwise, there's no reason to be Machma L'chachila at all. Why? And Maaseh, Ramah said, Machma L'chachila. Why? Because over there's a tripod, Zechazah. The Pashma before Shem Mishnebura, like Rav Moshe, Maimonachai, the Yavitz. Rav Moshe said that before Shepim got him like that. Should I have a friend like that? Asad Hasheni, come over the Bali Shulchan, he quotes the Moshe, he's marked about this. He said, look at the Makar. The reason why they're being machmer, the words are, because not so clear that the Svaras are true, clearly right there. So he said, why is the doctor happy the Svaras are MS? The reason to be machmer is why? Maybe it goes clearly right there. He said, after I feel like stuff, so if you want my halakha here, it's also Pesach Eilu, Chalkas Yaakov, and worried about what? Clearly right there, does transfer one to another, does transfer. That means, what's the chumro over here that more? It's a massive nachkamino, it's in the Baga Shulchan, therefore you have to have different stove rates. Why? Because like, it went from the pot over here to the grate over here. They have stone grates over here. They have a problem with the chachilo. But he has mutter. That's the second side of the mirror. Now, even on the tzad to be machmer, a question of how far to be machmer. That means again, we have a question. Zeh chazeh is a chumah, a situation of clearly cleanly writer. The Baruch Shulchan, Kisav Seifer says yes. This chayolim. The Baruch Shulchan says that a klor prima godim. So Moshe the prima godim, Baruch Shulchan the prima godim. Look around, like 6 different prima godims. Each one over here. Mice is not that simple. What the achrenim hold, but the mice is the machloikis. What is avon in this ram over here? On the tzad to be machmer. Clearly, clearly, right to a person that has to be machmer over here. What's the situation with kli enim neyamai? I mean, not to be machmer that far, because enim neyamai, most of the nice time of camel here. So, my says here, Zil Obach says, even those who are machmer, we're not enim neyamai. Well, the Achrayim says, once you machmer or machmer, like all cases, we go to enim neyamai, otim neyamai. Well, another question is, because once you machmer, let's say it's you have 3 things over here, clearly, clearly, clean. That means you have a hot plate, and then you have silver foil, and then you have a pot over there. So one from your hot plate to your silver bowl to your pot, clee, or not. Maisa Salam if you go to him and the Yadrum Baspay Khes says Maisa to be Makel. There was a voice from others go this way. Tashim Barashukal Shitasi says, once you machmer clee the clee, it transfers, who cares? 1 clee, 2 clees, or 3 kalim, the maisa to be machmer. Therefore, for example, the Gator Plato on Shabbos. You can use the same platter for Shabbos and Vishwas. You want a milk, so now flashing some here. So, according to Moshe, Zeh Chazeh, Avada, you change the silver foil because it gets dirty over here, has a flesh over here, and no problem, the Chachila is more to the same exact platter. According to the Baruch Shulchan, you have a problem over here. Now, some Rabban Mataino, the Moshe says, with the Eri Kami Mekel, to Machai the person for Shruas, to go by once a year a hoplite, fine, they can get a bit of it. So, I can hear that even according to Baruch Shulchan, maybe it's hard to be Mekel. Again, if you have the money, what's hard to be Mekel over here? That's a shadow. According to Moshe, the question is not about its mutter. Again, it depends on your hold clearly, clearly. That's the question.
It's the same thing.
It's the same job. It won't help, but others maybe it does help. Sometimes it's also Eidim B'nei Yom, but it does help, others it doesn't help. I mean, on the Baruch Shulchan, Eidim B'nei Yom does not help, and clearly does not help, your hot plate for sure is not this problem. Now again, you can say either a Moshe, or you can say Eidim B'nei Yom, you can say clearly, clearly. You can say those things. Or they say, no, Baruch Shulchan is right. You read it more, the Makor Shabbos sounds like the Baruch Shulchan. Sounds that way. It only sounds that way. Another example, they say, a person's traveling. He wants to go use an oven, double wrap it, put inside a Goyish oven, trade oven. Or the person's in the office, and he has a microwave over there, and he wants to clean the microwave and double wrap it. Is it mutter or is it also? According to Moshe, what is it? No problem. According to others, they want to tie it up. According to the Baruch Shulchan, it's clearly Uchosh L'chadchila, not B'dievet. I think it's a question when people fly in airlines over there, what happens? Let's say you go on an airline that is, let's say United, right? United's Goyish airline, trade food. They heat up your food in the same area where they heat up a chazer. Same place. Except yours is double wrapped. If it's slid open a little bit, don't eat it. What happens? The Zeya hits the outside of your wrapper. You see the Zeya on the outside. Then the plastic, the silver hole, is completely blue right there. That's even Vazachas. It's even worse of a case over here. Maisa, why is the oil seem to be Mekel over here? Why is the oil seem to be Mekel? Oil eats the airlines. Maitaino, what's the options? That's pretty of it. I mean, there is Shas Chak, the Maisa, there is stuff over there. What's it? Well. No, Moshe is only Zechazet, it's Vasachas. Of course, Vasachas over here. Now, could be another Milan Elal, can say, maybe it's not about the trade over here, can say, Ulai. But, I mean, there's a lot of trade over there, before the things get steamed up over here. As far as I know, it's in the same area. But I said, again, we pass clearly the way of goes. We pass 100% that way. Actually, don't do it. We have no option. That's what they're doing for you. You make your ruckus, you won't get any food over there. Is it Imechad to go bring your own food? No one says that. They did it. You didn't do it. That means for you to go to office, you to go do it. You to oven. Yeah. I mean, the airline, again, that's even the airline I heard of Berkus say over. He might have a problem clinically. He's a machman clinically of Berkus. Like the Baruch Shulchan. He's an ulcer. He said, why make airlines? But yeah.
It's not
good. Yeah.
That's what's your option.
Are they cooking? Are they heating? Is it
the CS
that they're heating up trade food at the same time?
So, again, the airlines are checked. I don't know what happens now. But years ago, it was the same oven. They had one heating big box over here. and they put different levels, different foods over here, and they heat up all together. Now, it could be things are different, or different elements could be different. That's only one of the ways they're doing it. In one massive box over here. It's mutter. Mice is mutter. No, I'll tell you it's also. Nobody. What's the option? I mean, tell me, again, one of my allowance is not a few hundred dollars. You know,
it's what's your other option, because it was done already.
You didn't do it. It was done already. Different ways of saying over. What are you going to do over here? Take a fourth case. The case of the biggest discussion are these stove grates. You get the stove grates, you have these burners, you have the stove grates, you have to have milk and fly sticks. Again, so Moshe says, Zeboro Poshut Shemuta Afrikat Chilo. Shlom Zalman in his own house, the mice, he had one burner, one grate for milk and fly sticks. Shlom Zalman in his own house. Or Latin says, no problem. Nemetzal says, no problem. You must say, no problem. What?
Pesach.
Pesach? You're discussing Pesach. Pesach, a whole different story.
That because it
caches itself? No. Atzala Sheni, again, the simple reading of the Amor Bala Shulchan says the mice to be machmer. But Tzad Klinichli, mice before there's another problem. What happened with Tzad Sukkim spilling? That means you have chicken soup, it spills over. So what do we say now with these grates are fleishiks? How do we put a milk pot on top of these grates that are fleishiks? How are you doing that? So, do this pick out 15, 16 different building blocks over here quickly. Why should that really be a problem? And that means, again, you have to worry about the fleshing spilling first time, maybe the milk spilling the second time. And what happened to the cloud? Now, again, there's a cloud clearly right to put that to the side. Number one, chicken soup on top of your fire. Why be chosen that it spilled? It's going to spill. That's aleph. Second, even if it's spilled, before the way the grates are, there's a bars of limb, the space in between. Why assume it's spilled on top of the grates itself? Say it's spilled in between the grates. Massive area over here. It's in between. Again, I'm talking about regular stove grates. Regular stove grates spills. And who said it hit the grates over here? Number three, even if it hit the grates, why do you assume it stays over there on the bars? It's very narrow, round on top, it falls down. It doesn't stay there for the next part. Even if it stays here, number four, if it stays there, maybe it got burnt out, like you're saying. It gets burnt out by the thing itself, especially if you have the electric ones, the very hot itself. That means the grates itself don't get out, not that way. But once the electric coils, it burns it out. Even if it's not burned out, usually it's not really a chilo, whether it's not the gas gives a bad taste, or it gives a burnt taste over here, or gets burnt a little bit over here, it's not really a chilo numerous times. Even if it's royal chilo, and it's spilled upon this barzel, and it stayed on top over here, the mice after 24 hours, this Yad Yehuda Aruch HaShulchan says, Lo Mamashas over here, first can be make, Kuf Gimel. Even though it's within 24 hours, the Lo Mamashas over there might be the case of Shishim. That's, first of all, inside the Mamashas over there.
Shishim is
all right. Seven. Even, now that's inside the, no.
That's not Mamashas.
He's saying it's Pagam, burnt out, he says spilled. Even on the side, that's only the liquid that overspilled over here. Pasha is usually, when you put the second pot there, the liquid is not there. Now, if you tell me the bleus now, after we said seven things in the gate to the mamoshes, which before we knocked away the mamoshes, now let's take another eight things in the gate to the bleus over here, step by step. The gate to the bleus, first of all, the cloud to get to the bleus ain't clear, not going to be clearly right to him. That's a local B'di M for sure. And according to Moshe, even look at it again.
It's wet there.
It, again, usually it falls down, gets burnt out, falls out. It's not there usually there.
That will clean the stove top between pots.
I'm not sure what type of house you have or stove top you're discussing. A regular one also, there's no liquid, even electric one, the coils, that there's no liquid that can stand on top. Okay, that's very nice what you do, but I don't know if you have to. If there's nothing there,
it's wet. It's wet.
Now, even this belius over here, maybe again, the loch is completely belioitive. El might get tummy over the bayak, and maybe spill the second time. Right? Spill the second time. So, one of the head to completely belioitive. So, what happened? You say, well, Chesh spilled once. It's spilled the second time. Two chashas, we don't say. It's a taz, it's a chal, two chazaras, right tomorrow. Step by step. Okay, we'll get to Eric. Let's first say what I said, then we'll ask him afterwards. Even on the fact that it's spilled the second time, You have to, but usually it does spill within 24 hours. It's a talent. We spill after 24 hours. Don't worry about the bleeds over here. Even if you spill the second time, and within 24 hours, according to Chavastas, you need a lavrator over there. It's not a lavrator over there. Elamai can tell me even if you spill the second time, within 24 hours, you do not call it Chavastas, maybe you spill between the Barzman. Even if you tell me you spill on the Barzman within 24 hours, not the Chavastas, what happens, usually it does not stay there, falls down off the sides, not stay on top of here. Especially in the grates over here, the ground on top of made to fall off over here. Even on the bleas, it falls down. Even if it did not fall down, it's still there. It has to be underneath the gdera. That means the first pot was small, overspilled. The second pot is bigger than that and went on the air where the liquid is. Usually, it's not that way. You have the same size, or could be the other way around. You have to have a pot where the liquid is, and the next pot is over the air where exactly the liquid over there is. Void. Another point is, even if the sound things spill over, what exactly is the milk that spills over? You can find a kid to this shoe, but there are flour within 24 hours in the same year. It doesn't happen. What's milk is he making on the oven range? What's milk over there? It's always spilled. Exactly.
Kids, they pull it. Cheese.
So it doesn't.
Drips down.
You're not getting. This is not bubbling over, spilling over, right? These are something that the kid takes something, maybe, and usually it's not over there, it's usually somewhere else. It doesn't happen usually in that area. I'm saying the bleas. I'm discussing right now the level of bleas. We went through liquid several reasons, now I'm discussing bleas. How many of the bleas back out?
Have liquid in the grate.
Why did liquid? I discussed again. Instead of the liquid, I assume it's not there anymore. Okay, we said seven reasons why I don't assume it's liquid there. Say like 8 reasons why I don't have the bleas.
I'm talking about the bleas of the grate, burnings of the pot. Between.
Why is the liquid there? How did the second time the liquid spilled?
A good luxury, the water cooked over.
Yeah, okay, and then what happened?
And that is water between the grate and the pot. So
please
come back into the pot.
It is flesh going to pop over here, not necessary. I wonder.
Not necessary.
In the case, it's been anyway. And it's parable. You're going to ask this part? Not but not? Come on. I say, in the case of here, no, you won't tell everyone's water. Fine, but wait, think about it. When the person that really thinks always spill that flesh shakes, usually what always spill that flesh shakes? Chicken soup, which is drabonim. Or some of you cook children, but okay, but most of us have a crackpot. Well, not Americans only. My son usually drabonim over here. Void, but come over from Zalman, and we actually get involved with getting Liban Kal. Who's it? What? Maybe cash it. Because Liban Kal Pashas, your grace is not Liban Kal. But the idea of grace going to Taz is Yad Slespa, which is Liban Kal. Maybe we can start the Shito, the Yad Slespa is a get of Liban Kal. So maybe Kashin in between. So with these 15 building blocks over here, it's very hard to worry about things that always spill over here. Again, you can find a Kim temple within 24 hours, build some glaciers, and not be going to Yad Slespa over here, and then be over the same area over here, and not have a case of Shishim over here. These ideas are very hard to understand. Practically, even in my house, it's very hard to find Shishim Kimto. Now, Maiso, what are you going to do? You have two different stone grates over here. The Maiso of Strumach, he writes a Shuma about, and he says, gives a little bit of Samusar, he said, the Muchad in America, when your person has a kitchen, they have every new gadget and every new idea what to have, especially building a kitchen, they have everything in their house. Every Nairish guy you can think of and not think of is there. But yet, to have burners that are milk of Leishik, not to go do that. Chiyal al-Adas. His words are, also litinus adin. You're right, technically maybe it's more tough. We can have every type of Nairish guy. Especially American, you live with Rav-Kos, and not this. Now tell me, also litinus adin, you live in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have the money, or you have the money going on the space over here. Fine, okay, so also litinus adin, no answer. The din is, have no space, have no money. But people who do have the space and they have all the Nairishkeit, not to have two different burners. Now, part of us is Esedin. I know I have six. I have four on Fleishik, two on Milik, but I know they're both used by both of them. Everything over here. Why? Because that's our house, everyone. Us is Esedin. We keep quiet over here. The Mice Medina is Mice's water. We do what we can do. Voice of the swarm, Abad is a hitter. I mean, even the palm, he said, no chumro. But a hitter, Abad is a hitter. But Abad is a hitter. Whether us is a din or not, Avada is a hiddush shavoy. Avada, the correct amount, if you can, is to have burners, gas ranges, or some local, some flashes. Sal loko, from Moshe, portion of the bar, far you follow from Zalman's own house, Moshe is Michael. Otherwise, we start the correct mahalach, if you have the space and time, Avada based on money. A lot of person should have, the correct thing is to have some for milk, some for fleshiks. Next figure, that's the gate to ranges. The gate to ovens over here. Now the gate to ovens, there's b'vas achas b'zeh chazeh. The gate to b'vas achas b'lochas tim kumches. Over there it says very clear, nach du l'chachilo. I mean, even though our ovens are p'sur chas, pashas, therefore the evil of mice might be mutter, b'vas achas b'lochas tim fleshiks, so why do we do not do that? The gate to zeh chazeh. We get to ovens. Now, first, do ovens have zeya inside? Ovens have zeya. That means, again, number one, we have the Amon called Ches. His words are, listen, their ovens, Elam Kim Hizia. Pashas, there was no zeya in their ovens. So the Moshe means, even in cases of Alach, yeah, do you know what Tanya know? Their ovens mean only cases of Gush over there. There are no Bayam and Zeya. Why the Watayna? Either because the ovens got very, very hot, much hotter than our ovens. Yeah, like in matzah ovens over here, ours might have a temperature, it cuts it off. Or their ovens were bigger than ours are smaller. For whatever reason, their ovens had no zeh inside. Throwing down the zeyavit and shuvah, we'll talk about the yad of rum over here at the end of the simon, at the end of the simon tzad zayin, is causes the loch having ovens, can use them for milk and fleshiks, zeh chazeh. His words are, yidua l'chol bar be'irav, d'chad yoymoy, the maisek, you want to ask the things of that, it's not ulcer. The person who's the share wants to ask the food with Zer Chazer, I said, about that, you do ask it to your Chosin Shaito. Or Maimon Momish will be sold with Chino. And if he writes, the Teda, Shemaisim Machol Yoim, everyone every single day in the same oven that cooks fleshiks, also cook milk inside. The Eil Chol Eil Vom Shutim Kmatloi Nidl Kosev. No, if you may write this, about it, you want to use oven for most of fleshiks, no problem. People want to make me have two ovens, Zena oven. I mean, no problem. Avada says, the Yavis, unless called the Yavis, is no Baya ovens milks and fleshiks. The Chana point out, you read the Shuv of the Yavis, he left out the Sugyu Zayo. He covered a bunch of Sugyus, but Zay does not discuss. Don't discuss. The question again, to get to our ovens, what are we discussing over here? When you, let's say cook again, fleshik inside, something is liquid, Zay goes up, goes inside the walls, now the oven is fleshiks. Cook milk inside, the liquid goes up, condenses on top of it, drops back down. So now you just got fleshiks inside your food, inside your milk over here. That's what we're worrying about. We're worrying about the drops that come back down over here. So look, Lemaisa. Do our ovens be Zman HaZeh have Zeyah? So first, some like calling the Ebony Karo, brought out by Rav Zafrani, there is no Zeyah, even in our ovens. And what time away? Atzad HaSheni, other than Taino, again, their ovens are very different than our ovens. They don't get as hot, or they're more enclosed over here, and we do have to worry about it. And therefore, Avada, the correct another is to have two ovens, or at least a double oven. The mice in the double oven, make sure you get Ashkocha upon it. What is the Ashkocha doing with the double ovens? They're doing for, I heard, three things. Number one is they're making sure the back, the vents are two separate vents. And if you have a double oven, the milk and the fleshiks, make sure the vent in the back is not one vent going one to another. The second thing they're doing is they're making sure that the metal over here, the two different boxes, because we have a lot of get to Cham, which is also Cham Kuloi. You heat up the oven on the bottom, and it's all one metal, that's the fleshiks on the bottom, you just made the top oven also be fleshiks if it's one metal. Chamut Tzadik Cham Kuloi. Then with making sure the garment's a double oven, it's not a true double oven. It really is two different boxes in the same space over here. Number three, what they're doing by Ashkocha is that when you open up the bottom door, the oven, it steams straight up. They have the other one open, also go right inside, back inside of it. So what they're doing is they have a little bar sticking out a drop from the between the two ovens over here sticking out. People don't walk into it. I won't have a double oven for a while. And the mice just sticks out and drops, and then when it opens up, the steam does not go into the oven on top of it. Therefore, the better thing is to have two ovens over here. That's about the correct thing. Now, when we get to these ovens over here, again, we have a bayam mitzvah sugya of Zeya. We want to worry about Zeya, which is very clear, when the case over here that is Yavish, not Bechoshish, unless the case of a Zeya. You see, it begins Zeya. The Moshe does speak out, and numerous times when people ask a Rav what happened in the gate of the oven, is the fleshiks or milk, how to deal with it. So what Moshe Tshuva writes, depends. If you have coils inside a fire on top of the ear, then he says not to worry about the zeh that goes up. Biar Dover. What are we worrying about? Worrying about that the zeh goes up close to the walls. If you open up numerous ovens, you see there's a coil underneath, a red coil. Now it depends what setting you have. If the red coils are on, you want to make a barbecue, even for the challah sometimes it's on over here. So what happens? The zeh goes up and gets burnt out. So it didn't get into the walls. Even the second time, what happened? She came down. It's going to not condense on the roof. Come down again. It's not come down. It gets burnt out over here. Nivra says the Moshe, there's a fire on top, quills on top. Moshe, there's no problem. That means numerous times you ask your Rav, I made a mistake inside the oven. But listen, what setting was it on? It was on a grill setting with the coals on top on. You say it's on, the food the mice is water. There's no way to ask for the food the second time or even get the food in the first time if it was on. Therefore, if it's after 24 hours, not to worry about it. Whatever happened, who cares about it? So that means, number one, the question is there. Even the tzad is there, chashash is there, if there's a fire over there, on top burns it out, we don't have to worry about the sugya of zeh over here. Now, to get to using oven zeh chazeh, there are first three different cases of how to use ovens practically. One is to use the oven practically in milchus fleishiks, zeh chazeh, but both opened. The second idea to use a zeh chazeh, but one's open and one's closed. The second idea can be machshir in between. Just to speak out the shitas, not barichas, between these two cases over here. Number one, can a person use an oven one after another, both mice open, milk and fleishiks. You have food open, you have the meat cooking open, and you have milk cooking that's open, not wrapped up, not covered over here. It's open over here. So Meister, Shlomo Kluger says, even though both lack, mice no problem. Shlomo Kluger, and therefore I think it's known that Rav Vosner from Muncie, I think it's Vosner's son, Rav Muncie is the son, right? He comes with his long tshuva and oyasol in the Lama Beis. He said, Avada, those who are machmer, eino ilam min matmiyim. So we will a hokl over here, toyu b'dvar mishnah. Avada, a loch is zeh hazeh, in an oven, both open, milk and flesh, and mice and mutter. He said, I know I'm against the Moshe, I know I'm against Mitzchaz Yaakov, I know I'm against Chalchaz Yaakov. Maisa, it's mutter. There are felt in Lakewood, says, Mikadil, Maisa, it's mutter. Mikadil. That means that those times, zeh hazeh, no problem inside the oven, milk and flesh. Asada Shani. The Moshe, he writes over here, when it's Yovish, there's no Zan Yovish, then the person of the Mice can't be Mekel. Shami goes this way. Asada Shlishi, Yakimnesky says you want Mekel open only when it's after 24 hours. Time Fish says after 24 hours. Asada V, Yabi Oimi says it's after 24 hours, in the case over here that's Yovish. You have to see if no Zaya and after 24 hours. Asada Chamishi, you must place to Aser. Marsha, Mitzchaz Yitzchok, Chalkez Yaakov, Lois Nelson, Bada Shulchan, Rav Vosner, Shmuel Orba, Shmuel Kamneski in Philly, the Kamal Meister answered, everything over the Meister is open. So the Meister, what are you going to do with both open? I said five different Hogis over. What are you going to do? I guess the Seyla Harap. All of this you very well. Your choice. Now, those who want Michal over here, let's say you do something that's parvel, and it's open over here. Maybe parvel is better. That means the article time it's parvel. The person who might say can be Michael, like Chalos over here. Well, Rav Vosner still said the parable, still wait 24 hours. Yeah. A couple of weeks, yeah. That's the gate when it's both open. A second case discussed, one's milk and one's fly shiks. That means usually what people want to do, they want to designate one. They usually have, let's say, the milk is covered and the fly shiks mice are open. That's the people want, they want to designate one. Is that also going to be a problem? Now, if it's Pravas Achas, that's over here. The question over here is, what about Zeh Chazeh? Again, part of the question is, the Chilui Roitim, Maisa sound like the Mishnah to be Mekel, to designate, therefore the Shemir Shabbos, or Shtumach, or Tzalach, the Maisa never Mekel. If all they say, designate one to be open, one to be closed, Maisa it's Mutter. Because Yulabach says the Maisa, and Gil Sevi says, it's not advisable to have a house that way. You try to have a house that way, that's where their Shalos usually come to Rav, one's supposed to be open, one's supposed to be closed, and they're not end up always being that way. Asada Shlishi, says the Emes to Yaakov, you have no heter to be machmer over here. Asada Revi, Kamul Pischei Lochan says, by Lach to be machmer, by Yovish to be mekel. Asada Chamishi, Kamul the Bada Shulchan, to Lach to be mekel only after 25 hours. By Yovish, even within 25 hours. So again, it's five different mahalchim, what to go do over here. Again, the Eitzah is to have one covered, well, not, it's not that simple. Comes to which Rav Yisk. Take now even a step further. The gate is both covered. That doesn't come also over here. So we have the HOV about one open, one covered. Some say yes, some say no. Some people say when you cover it, double wrap it over here. Why? To make sure it doesn't pop open. To save some issues over here. Again, leads to problems. Third option, can you use the same oven? Kasher in between. From the highest and kasher. Milchix, kasher, place of kasher. So again, there are different analogies among some what to go do. Now, we have to speak out really what the issues are. Come on, Rabbi Forrest, by the Shulchan, Rabbi Forrest, the Pesach Halacha, is very simple. He sets up what are the reasons why you should not cash in between. She says, tells you three problems. He sets up three problems, three answers. And the end of Tzarchim. The problems are, number one, in the oven, what is it glazed with? What's it covered with? Enamel. All ovens have enamel inside. What is enamel? Porcelain. What's local porcelain? Shash kli cheres. So can you kasher your ovens? You kasher it. You need lima gomer. So if you have a self-cleaning oven, that's lima gomer, the seder. Without a self-cleaning oven, who says you can even kasher? It's cheres, shash cheres. Because that self-cleaning is lima gomer. And again, we cannot kasher the cheres when it's lima gomer. The Gemara only said why? The mapoka. This not shot the mapoka, so my side works. Void, the second region, Zimini Klaisol, brought out by the Mishabura, Apid Mogaban, Chassam Seifer, we do not kasher books of Fleishiks. We don't. Everyone knows King Kasha, a Fleishik of Hat, and Mokhik, and vice versa. So, how in the world is Rav telling you, yeah, every time you want to use your oven for books of Fleishik, go kasher it? We have a Mokhik, Klaisol, not to go kasher. Number three, when looking at the Shikha being machshering things in Simon Toftun Aleph, it says in the beginning of the Simon, you have to machshir when with the heating element is inside, the Fnim. To machshir with the fire is on the outside, and the food being cooked on the inside, that you cannot be machshir. Our ovens, we have the heating elements, but they're klal, the mice are on the outside. On the inside, how do you machshir your oven? So they have a problem of being machshir, the material came in machshir. We have on Hogan not being machshir most of the Fleishiks, and the heating element, the mice in the wrong place. So how do you answer these problems? So to get to the case of enamel, there's a shayat tzion and a sulfus, and a glaze of toftan aleph. We want to tie in the gear to the enamel, the sulfus licheres, for Pesach to be machmer, but not for shayatzer. Shmuel and Meisner Michael. Those will argue, the Yashuv, the Chodeshani, the Adihuda, then they give out in the Tepametzias, what is enamel today? Is it made out of glass? What is it made out of? Big shayat, what is enamel? The second, the gear to anhogan, not to kashim, mulks of chayshiks. Those want to tie in the Lopashas and Chak, Meisner Michael. Or maybe Nichol get a Libin Kal over here, or those one kind of ovens are different in the case of pots over here, Yishlodim. Or the idea that it has to be Bifnim, those one kind of, first of all, you have a boiler, you have a fire inside, or you have the grates inside, you have the coals inside, maybe that is Bifnim. Or the one kind of, even if it's outside, it's not really outside, it's inside one oven over here, with a wall in between. That's different the category of being inside over here. So there's give and take among the farm in general, can you be Makshir an oven, and how to be Makshir an oven. That seems to be a big trouble. Does the Rav have a right to tell you one oven? And Makshir always in between. There's another issue. They get to be Makshiring things. The Kholis, which Shmuel Tufnum Bey says, can only be Makshir after 24 hours. We'll never Makshir within 24 hours. Never. Sometimes people don't know this, or forget this, or they're stuck for Shuas. They're Makshir within 24 hours. Not that simple, they'll go do that. There's another problem with those who have one oven do not seem to realize. Maisel. What's on Hoga with the swarming down to get to having one oven? Those are makel within 24 hours to be machshuret or putting the highest. The others that work that way. The Yakov Mess goes this way, the fish goes this way, the Oetzin goes this way, because the Lachos or Felder, but see if there's no Zaya, maybe they came also here, then there's all the two from over here. Atzal HaShani, but Chesifchon says, within 24 hours you're right to be machshur. However, he said we should put a cup of wood over there, which had to be machshur the case of Zaya. Not just putting on the highest, but winning through Zaya, be machshur the case of Zaya. Machmatel Brach in the case of Zay over there. Put a cup over there. Number three, and I'll go. The way the Matina says, wait 24 hours. Then put on the highest. That's how the Oscar goes, wait 24 hours. At Sad Review over here, they'll say to wait 24 hours and put a cup of water over there. That's your Sturmach over there. Number Chamishi, what to go do? Sadi Bia Omer, when it's Yomish Kzas, and you put on the highest, and you wait 24 hours, then you can be Michael. Sad Shishi, said Marshamti Machmer, but the minute you Michael. Sad Shvi, come along the island, the Chal Gizyak, to be Machmer, even the Chalos. Baris Nelson, the Reyatsev, Meister, the Machmer over here. Meister, what are you going to do? Says, 7 and I hope you among the storm. So again, I've learned over the years that the people who come to Chalos and they get to ovens are the people who have one oven and they're different than the Hoggis of Sakh they came to Rav. And I've offered the people who have the Chalos to always buy them another oven, a toast oven. It's not that expensive for milk, you have a big toast oven, it costs me $100. Saves me from a lot of tzaros. I buy it for myself. All the shadows are much easier for me. The correct Noga Bada, I know it's, again, it's not that expensive. Anyone needs an oven, I'll buy that for them. Over the years, I've bought numerous ovens, toast ovens. I've bought numerous ovens. But I said, that's only the correct thing how I run a house. I have two ovens over here. Now, again, it's not, I don't buy the expensive ones. A big milk and toast oven costs 400 shekels. That's all it costs, that's all it is. That's only the correct thing how to have a house. Again, especially in Golas, the Chosloas, that's not even a shayla. If you're also listening as they did on the Gazer, you don't have to cover with cover upon having only one of them. But even there, so, yes, there's some of these deers, people do live in it. somehow the counters and spaces are very small. I'm asking, but there is an issue. Counter space, usually money is less issue, but they're fine. That's certainly the correct thing you want to go do. And if you want, you just see the how many sheetahs and ideas and stories and clubs that come and discuss in Yilvir. True, yesh, yesh. But a lot of that's a preferable thing to go do. With this, now they go to microwaves. You get to microwaves, Colin Lavozin, who's making an oven, said, but white microwaves? I have no hatch over here, it's worse. Why? Because by my ovens, the walls pour out the Zaya. Over here, Lavozin.
Lavozin.
Yeah, Lavozin, making ovens. He says, in America, Lavozin, the Chaya Levi, I said, but microwaves? You don't have the hatch of things burning out over here, by the walls over here. So my question is, can a person cover things in the microwave? Cover. Put things covered inside the microwave. They point out, you have two chashas. One is maybe not covered that well. And secondly, you have bayam tzad sugya klilikli. Why do this from over here? So again, the those meiser or mekel inside the two chashas, whether or the yitzchak or the tzion, and therefore the shagamayer, those who want to mekel say there's no problem. The meiser, as far as I see, true, the meiser inside the locha klilikli bliyotiv amoshes and mutlat chilo. However, inside the hog, it seems to be among the sfarim. Upshalom Zalman, Dine Fisher, Eliashiv, Lavozin, Vizil Obach, Felder, they all say why mitzad, the way you have to have a microwave in your house is not to have things covered. It doesn't happen that way. It doesn't. In your house, you want to tell me it's Allah Derek in the office over here, or you're stuck in some place in the similar room, or hospital, fine, that's what you go do. Otherwise, to have a house with a microwave, the nice again, it's you should not be done that way. Shavada covering things open. Double wrap does not always save things. People check all the time. The correct move is not to have a microwave use multiple fleshiks, both of them covered. I said they should be only milk or only fleshiks.
And last, how do you
double cover? What do we got? Plastic bag. No, plastic bag and a plastic bag.
Yeah,
just one plastic bag underneath it, put on top, no problem. Now again, this clear, clearly right there. Again, the motion of the now, Maisa, how do you go mashu the microwave? So that they say is very simple. You put a cup of water inside, you want to mashu it, a bubble steams out. That's a mashu on the microwave. Then you move it over to the second place, because the first place where it was mashu, it was covered, it was not mashu. Do a second time, after 10 minutes, it boils out. That's your mashu to the microwave. The gate to sift test. You move it over.
The
gate, sift test.
No, only to the place where the cup was. Under the cup, it was a kasha.
Sivtes tomorrow. Ma'aser the negate sivtes. We have a shulchan aruch over here. We have the sugi matzakis, the pass over here. We have the mishmuah and simchat yeches over here. We have the peskachuv and against sugi lufna iver. And that's all for Rabbah.
Shkaya.